All right, Karen Reed trial. What's it, 3 days now? I can't believe there's no verdict, man.
Yep.
I mean, everybody I talked to was thinking not guilty. What are you thinking, Bundy?
No, he's guilty.
What?
Not guilty.
Not guilty, 100%, right? I mean, I just didn't think they proved their case. Whether she hit him and left him there, I don't know. Whether he was fucking banged out by those other people in the house and putting, I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
But I just feel like those cops got eviscerated on the stand. I felt like that lawyer just roasted it in fucking closing arguments.
Yeah.
Crushed
he
it.
He did.
Crushed it. I can't believe it. I mean, maybe there's just a few holdout jurors. Maybe, you know. Maybe there's a couple that think she's guilty and they're just holding it and it's going to be a hung jury. I just don't see a unanimous verdict on that. No fucking way. But, no. You know, stranger things have happened, right? But I don't see it, man.
No. And
everybody I talk to, same thing.
Tomorrow. They'll come back by tomorrow.
Think so? We got the debate tonight. We got that.
Yep.
We got this other crazy case with some other, some cops that make these ones on the Karen Reed case look like fucking Boy Scouts. You see this Sandra Birchmore thing?
Yeah, I read about it, yeah.
They started having sex with her. She enrolled in like this police youth program with the police department in Stoughton when she was 13.
Wow.
That cop, what was his name? Farwell? Matthew Farwell, his brother, and another one, Divine, started having sex with her when she was 15.
Huh.
And now they got video of the cop going in her. She's pregnant. They got video of this cop. I think it was Matthew Farwell going in her apartment. He's got a COVID mask on and a hood on. And he's like, you can tell he knows the camera's right there in the lobby. And he's going in the elevator. But he's like a big guy. You can tell he's a tall guy. And he's got his back to the camera. And he goes in her apartment. And he leaves. And she's never seen alive again. And when they go in there, she has a key lanyard wrapped around her neck, and she's sitting down, and the thing's like wrapped around the doorknob to a bedroom door, like she hung herself sitting down with this lanyard, and almost like another cover up, like this other case where things are just funny, right? Where they ruled it a suicide. And just yesterday, there was a thing in the New York Post where this other famous pathologist, Michael Baden, who was, did a lot of big cases. He did the Iceman in New York City. I remember seeing this guy on like HBO specials, but I think he's just more of a hired gun now, you know? You know, you pay this guy fucking $100,000 and he comes in and takes the stand and says, right. Oh, you know what I mean? So I don't know what to believe with him, but he's saying that when somebody hangs himself, they don't fracture this hyoid bone. It's like a little U-shaped bone in your neck.
Right.
And they say, like, very rarely, if ever, is that bone fractured when someone hangs himself. But when someone's strangled, you know,
really?
it's yeah. And he did another, like, a second autopsy. And he's saying it was a homicide. It's not a suicide. So these three cops, when it all come out and it was proven that they were, I don't know how they were in charge with statutory rape or rape of a child or anything, maybe statute of limitations, because she was like 26 or 27 now, I think, when she died.
I don't think there's no statutes on any kind of sex crimes.
Really?
There's no statute.
Nor should there be. But nope. Then again, you see things where somebody comes forward, right? Just trying to get a payday. Where, oh, you know, like I said, there shouldn't be. And it's such a tough thing, right? Like, you know, if some vicious case where, you know, some kid's getting raped, this and that. But then you see some people where people just come forward with allegations 20 years later.
Right.
And just smear somebody. And, you know, once somebody hits you with that accusation, man, that shit sticks with you.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, he raped a girl. You know what I mean? That's a tough one. Fucking knock on wood. I hate to have that fucking situation. Imagine having a fucking skin beef, a rape of a child on your record.
No.
It's a tough assignment. But it happens. But these three cops, Farwell, Matthew Farwell, William Farwell, and Robert Divine from Stoughton, something's got to happen to these guys. I don't know how they're just, if you see the video of him going in her house, right? With the hoodie on, the COVID mask, with his face turned away from the camera, going in that elevator. And when he comes out the elevator, he just turns and walks out. So, like, the camera, you can't see his face. But something happened. It was snowing out or something, and his car had snow on it. So you know he was in there like at the time she died or something. They figured something out, but they said it was a suicide. And he's like, oh, she must have killed herself when I left. And she was coming out saying she was pregnant with his baby, and he was married with like two kids.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I don't know how the fuck this isn't national news, you know? These fucking scumbags.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's going to be a lot more on that. Celtics game 5. Was I here after that? Did I talk about being at game 5?
No, I don't think you've been here since they won.
I'll tell you what. Let me tell you about game 5, boys. Were you there, Justin?
I was not. I wish.
You dropped the ball. You dropped the ball on that one, man. You know? That was unbelievable. You know, I'm not the type of guy that wants to see a close game in a game like that. No, I want to see a fucking boat race. You know, I don't want to be biting my nails, pacing around, waiting for like Vinatieri to kick a fucking 70-yard field. No, I just want it to be fucking up by 25 in the fourth quarter like it was, and just knowing. I had never been, you know, I've been in some Super Bowls, World Series games, been an NBA Finals game. When Golden State won it in Boston, I was there. Unfortunately, that was terrible. So I got to make up for it. I went to game 1 and I went to game 5. The party in the street was fucking unbelievable afterwards. I was out there for a while, and it was unreal. And I was telling some people, I was at the last time the Celtics won it, I was in a bar across the street, an old bar on Causeway called the Penalty Box. It's no longer there. It was a classic, just an old school fucking, you know, dive bar. And that game, I believe, was somewhat of a blowout, too. I mean, I can't remember. It was 2008, but I know the state police were there with the riot shields at the door fucking 3 minutes before the game ended, and you couldn't run out into the street. And that's a system they have down that they implemented the other night, too, you know? You're not running out of all those bars and running out into the street when they win. They fucking shut it down and don't let you out. They block off the neighborhood. You know, they're not letting you fucking burn that fucking neighborhood down. Like, the only people in the street, I think, were guys that got in from the outside. I mean, maybe if you came, you know, the back way from the locks in Charlestown and walked through that way, you got through. But if you tried coming down Causeway or French Street or Canal Street, no way. They had fucking cops and wooden sawhorses up everywhere, and you weren't getting in. So I think everybody out in the street was mostly people in the game, and it was fucking wild. But being there, I bought the cheapest seats I could find, $12.50. I was with a friend of mine who just called me, because I'll get into that after. I got in a little bit of an accident. Not good. I can't have any more moving violations at this point with my insurance. But I was with him, and we got tickets. I knew somebody that could have snuck me in, and I was willing to do that. And he wanted a seat. Me, I don't care. I'll find a seat, you know. But we got the cheapest seats we could get, $12.50, that were way, way, way up. And with about 6-7 minutes left, we snuck right down about four rows up from the court. So we were right there when the confetti went off, and that's all that mattered. You know, who cares where you sit for fucking the game? If you can get down there for the last 5 minutes and see them win on our home court, like seeing Tatum, he was bent over crying for like a minute when there was like 2 minutes left in the game, and Horford was over there, like, you know, consoling him. You know, I was, you know, I was right there. It was fucking unreal, you know, and it was just, it was awesome, you know. It's fucking gold, you know. Look at that fucking hand. We're gonna do it next year, I think. You know, everyone talking shit about, you know, I'm guilty, you know, to an extent. I mean, I love them. I didn't say they weren't gonna win, but I've criticized Tatum in the past. You know, because I thought of him as like, you know, the player on the team. And, you know, I was wrong. You know, they're the epitome of a team. You know, it's not like LeBron and a couple of, characters, you know, fill-ins, you know, and one superstar. That team, man, you know, every one of them is fucking awesome, you know. Jrue Holiday, Derek White, you know, Porzingis, fucking Pritchard. All of them, you know, they were unbelievable. And, you know, Tatum and Brown, Hauser, a couple big baskets in that game. You know, he was a little cold before that, but, you know, it was a sight to see. On then my girlfriend wanted to go to the parade. Fucking parade. Get on there with a gazillion people, you know. Bundy wanted to go. Bundy's a big parade guy.
Yeah.
Bundy's a
I
huge,
wanted to go.
Yeah, Bundy's a huge parade guy, too. He wanted to go. And so I didn't take her to game five. I took her to game one. And because my thing with game five is I don't want to say I don't care how much tickets cost, because I care. I'm not fucking rich. But if they win, right, it's like if you could get a guarantee, right? I don't give a fuck. I'm going to see the Celtics going to win today. I'll pay whatever and not think about it again. But if I pay $3,000 or $4,000 for two tickets and fucking Dallas blows them out on the court like I saw fucking Golden State blow us out in game six at home, and I was in the fucking the Heineken suite and I paid fucking crazy money for the tickets, that sucks, man. That stings. You know, just leaving there, knowing you just dropped that money. And how I think is, wow, man, that's $4,000. I could have did, you know, X, Y, and Z, you know. I could have went to fucking Cancun. I could have went to Florida. I could have did this. I could have, and I'll drive myself crazy with it. So that's all I was thinking on the way down there was, you know, they better fucking win. You know what I mean? Because if I spend this money and they lose, I'm going to be sick. And they pulled it off. And it was fucking unreal. As far as the parade, Prater had a good time. I was with the Be a Man guy. You know the Be a Man guy?
Yeah.
Harmon?
Yeah.
Great guy. Is a close friend of his, Joe. Joe Mack. We laughed all day. So we're at the parade. We're at the Mandarin Hotel. Then we ran in the street in the parade, and I fucking there was some medical personnel, and they ran in a building, and they left like a gurney, like a stretcher there. And I jumped on it, and Be a Man was pushing me around the parade on the fucking gurney. You know, everyone thought I got injured or something. I was telling people I rolled my ankle, but it was just a prop. You know, I'm an opportunist, Bundy. It's like when I see a car with the keys in it. You know, I've always been, you know, someone, when an opportunity presents itself,
gotta take it.
Yeah, you gotta take it. So we stole the gurney. We pushed it around. All was great. And after, we wanted to go over to the North End. So the kid I went to game with is he's the head grow at a big cannabis company in Massachusetts. They're one of the biggest. And he took me for a tour of the place. And the kid's unbelievable at what he does. You know, they had like 6 or 7 flower rooms where the, you know, the buds are in, you know, the beginning stages, in the middle, and, you know, all that goes into it. It was cool. He took me in there and, you know, a tour of the place. So he's the one I went to the game with. And when I went to the game, he says, oh, you can park in my boss's parking lot on Cooper Street. So I said, oh, I know a Cooper Street, you know, right off of Prince, right off of Salem Street. And I said, oh, I know the parking lot on Cooper Street, but it wasn't, there's like a parking lot on Cooper Street, but this was all the way down the bottom on the left. It was like this real narrow parking lot. And I got a big Dodge, you know? So I park, we go to the game. So now after the parade, the kid calls me, says, hey, I'm at Strega. And, you know, you should come down the North End. And we were going to get something to eat anyway. So I was like, all right. And he says, you know, you can park on Cooper Street in the lot if you want. So the North End's a zoo, and I'm with Be a Man and Joe, and my girlfriend's in the car, and I get to this parking lot, and there's like 2 cars in front of me, and I'm just beating them to move up a little so I could take a wide turn in the parking lot, and I go to pull up, and the car behind me pulls right up on my bumper, and it's like, I'm getting like frustrated, right? So I like go to cut it, and I like kind of grind the side of my truck a little. That's number one. And I see Joe got his hand out trying to push like the fence post away. You know, so he dropped the ball there. You know what I mean? Like, come on, you know, put some fucking muscle into that and push that fucking post out. So I got a little thing on the side on the door. So now I'm pulling up and my front sensor in my Dodge is broken. So I'm so used to pulling up close to things, you go, beep, 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 you know, the close. So it's out, right? So I pull up, and all of a sudden, boom. So I hit this car. Now, I think I just tap it. Now, she tells me afterwards the trunk buckled. Like it almost popped open. So I hit an Audi, right? So I said, so now I back up. I'm trying to pull in again. Now I hit it again. May or may not have hit it again. A little bump. So I'm still trying to park, and then be a man, joke it out, and they say, hey, you kind of crunched this fucking car. I don't think you should park here. You know, there's all white on this car, and so finally, you know, he says, when you get in an accident, take off, be a man. So it was great advice from the be a man guy. And I said, you know what? You're correct. Get the fuck in and let's get out of here. So I take off. So I park over at the firehouse. My guys over at the firehouse on Hanover Street, they let me park where I should have parked to begin with. Boston Milk, Milliken, those guys, great guys over there. So I park there, and now I go to Strager, and the kid's in there eating. So now he's like, oh, I got a nice cigar for you. You want a cigar? I'm like, yeah. And Joe says, you know, he's like, I was just about to say, you know, he wouldn't be offering you a cigar if, you know, he knew you fucking crunched the fucking cut. So my girlfriend's saying, Audis have cameras. They got your plate. And like Joe says, no, not if it's got to be running. She goes, no, it doesn't.
Really?
Yeah, I have an Audi. And she says, I paid extra. And those cameras are on. If someone hits your car, don't matter if it. So I'm like, shut the fuck up with that. Kind of fucking sorcery is this? So he's offering me a cigar 1 minute, then his phone rings. And I see him on the phone glancing over at me a few times.
Yeah.
And I looked
at cameras work.
I looked at Harmon and I said, here we go. And he said, what'd you do? Fucking smash into an Audi in the parking lot? I said, I might have tapped it. He's like, they got your fucking plate. They just called me. It's a fucking white Dodge and this and that. So he just called me before I got here. I haven't heard from him yet. And so I talked to him a little, and the next day he's like, what the fuck? And, you know, they got your plate. And I said, hey, listen, tell her I'll fucking give her a bean shooter shirt for her fucking troubles. And I'll pay the fucking deductible or whatever the fuck it is. So, yeah, you know, so I guess I'm, you know, I'm in a little hot water over this one, unfortunately. But, hey. You know, got to go to the parade and got to go to game 5. That was awesome. What else we got going on, Bundy?
Nothing much.
What about yesterday? Something happened yesterday?
What happened yesterday?
You fired a coffee at Skanky. Yeah. Skanky Gagnon.
Yeah, he almost got it. He almost got a vicious one, too. You little fucking bitch.
Yeah. Yeah, it looked like he was reading. You look at the video. It looked like he was reaching for a mace or something.
Yeah, he did. He had a little fucking keychain mace.
Yeah.
The fuck's that going to do?
Okay. Bundy fucking eats mace like it's a fucking Dixie cup of Kool-Aid. Right?
Yeah. Funny. He ran right behind the cops and pointing.
Yeah.
Look.
Yeah. Yeah, fucking puke.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we were driving by. Now, I didn't know who it was. We're driving by, and there's, like, some cops doing, like, road detail, and this guy's there. And as we're driving by, he's holding up his cell phone, like, filming Bundy. So we're, like, looking, like, who the fuck's this guy? So I turn around, and I get an iced coffee. I've been known to launch iced coffees. It's all Dunkin's iced coffees are good for, unless they ever paid me, then I'll fucking say they're the best iced coffees in the world. But
good coffee.
Yeah, then no, we'll hold up on it. It sucks most. And once in a while, it'll be good. So I'm like, Bundy, let's fucking launch this thing. So I'm like, now I'm like, I would have had Bundy drive and I would have launched it, but he was on our right side and I'm a lefty. So I'm like, Bundy, you got this. This is all you. We got to launch. So we turn around and it's like he's waiting for us, filming us. So Bundy's like trying to get him to the car.
A little closer.
Yeah, yeah. Little Bundy's like, hey, you know, come here. Are you filming us? And he's like, yeah, I'm filming you. He's talking like a fucking, like fucking James Cagney, like the black. I'm like, yeah, copper.
Yeah, you're on film right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, you're fucking. So he's like, yeah, he's filming you. Yeah, I'm filming you. So Bundy's like, come here, come here. And then Bundy goes to throw the coffee. Did you see it, Justin?
Oh, yeah. Boom.
Yeah, all over my truck.
Yeah.
He was too busy drinking half of it anyway, trying to slurp it down when it was just there as a weapon, you know? I don't think he – I mean, if you throw hot coffee on someone, you might be in trouble. But iced coffee, well, come on. What are they going to do to you? That's my fucking take, you know? So Bundy launches the coffee, and then we jumped out, and he ran. He had some fucking mace there, and comes to find out the comments on my Instagram and other cops, I guess he goes around filming cops and, like – I don't know. I haven't looked at his page. I don't even want to say his page. I don't want to give him any fucking traffic, you know? But I guess he's just one of these guys. It's like, my First Amendment right. I can fucking film everybody I want. So it almost backfired on him. Bundy, you know, that's one thing about Bundy, Justin. Oh, moves like a cat. Yeah, you would never expect it. I tell you what. Oh, yeah. Next thing you know, Bundy's sitting on your chest.
That's right.
And it's not good. No. But, yeah, so we jumped out and I filmed it, and of course, you know, it's Skanky. And I realized in the middle of it, I said, wait a minute, that's Skanky Gagnon.
Yep.
So I'm like, Skanky, you motherfucker. I actually punched Skanky Gagnon in the face once. Man. I don't know. I had to be in my early 20s, you know, some 30 years ago. I just saw him somewhere, and he said hi to me, and I knew he was in PC in jail.
Yeah, he was in PC in Baraka.
Yeah.
Maybe 4 years ago.
Again?
Yeah.
He still goes to PC. Yeah. See, some of them think you forget. They go back, and
he tried to blend in, and then a few people seen him, and they threw him out there, and he took the walk of shame.
Back to the village.
Yeah, back to the village.
Yeah, right where he belongs.
Piece of shit.
Yeah, fucking. I don't know if he's a Skinner or just a rat. What is he? Is he a Skinner?
I don't think he's a Skinner. He's a vicious rat.
Fucking, yeah. So he's a fucking stool pigeon.
Yeah.
Like most of them fucking creeps out there. That I launch coffees at. People get so mad, like, there's this homeless kid. Well, he's a stool pigeon. And I pull up, I go, you want a nice coffee? And he's like, yeah. And then I just toss it on the ground. And everyone's like, oh, yeah, you should see the comments. Yeah, most people like us are laughing, right?
Yeah.
That fucking.
They don't know him.
Yeah, that right. Cretin, right? And I go, yeah, he's a scumbag, fucking stool pigeon.
Yeah.
And then people are like, I hope you're homeless someday. Somebody throws a coffee at you.
Throw a fucking rock through their fucking window.
I was homeless. You know what I did? I robbed a bank. And that's, you know, I could end all homelessness right now. You want me to end homelessness, Justin?
Yeah.
Yeah. I will just tell every homeless person, go rob a bank. Right. You will not be homeless anymore. That's it.
Grow a set of balls.
Grow a set of balls and walk in. All you have to do is write a note.
Stop begging for money.
You got to write a note on a piece of paper and just say, no die packs or you die, sir. And fill up this bag. And it's as simple as that. And you know what? You're going to have a bag full of money.
Yep.
Or you're going to be in jail. It's one or the other. But you know what? You're not going to be homeless.
For money.
Yeah, you're not going to be homeless getting fucking large iced coffee bounced off your fucking head at the fucking intersection by me and Bundy. All right? Yeah, so I could end all homelessness. I should run on that. Right?
Yeah.
I will end homelessness. Just go rob a fucking bank. So, yeah, we did that yesterday. That was fun.
Yeah,
Celtics are done. Red Sox are on a tier. Red Sox are doing better than anybody expected they would do. You know, above and beyond, that's for sure. And now the Florida Panthers won. Was it last night? No, Monday night. Monday night, Florida Panthers won. And I was, I'm happy for them, you know. But I wanted the Cinderella story, the 4 in a row from Edmonton. That would have been cool, you know. Connor McDavid and all that. With Eichel winning last year. Would have been really cool. But, it is what it is. They almost fucking choked and blew it. But their goalie, what's their goalie? think of it. But, you know, he stood on his head. The whole fucking, he shut down the Bruins. I thought the Rangers was going to beat him, and he just shut everybody down. So, hey, hats off to him. He gave up one goal in game seven, and he fucking clinched it. It was unreal. So that's it, man. Now it's a suck time, isn't it?
Yeah, when's football start?
August, well, September, but, you know, college football, July, right? End of July? When's college football start, you know?
It's usually the week before NFL football.
No, it's like a month before, isn't it?
At least a month.
Really?
Really?
Oh, I thought it was way before, man. That sucks.
Yeah.
So, now it's just, you know, it's at that time of year where it sucks. Everything's slow.
Yeah. UFC.
Yeah, got the UFC. Yeah. What do we got in the UFC? Anything big coming up? Conor McGregor and what's his name got called off? Michael Chandler.
Yeah.
McGregor's done, right? He's fucking
done. He's spending all his millions.
Yeah, he's done, you know? Yeah. He was a big draw, but now, his heart ain't in it. It's like anyone else that gets rich. They get soft.
He's making movies. He's doing well.
They get soft. Karen retrial. I had to show Bundy something today. Somebody sent me a text and it said it was a link to that, like San Fran, you know, that it said Karen Reed found not guilty on all things. And I just texted the person back. I said, if you think I'm clicking that link, you know, come on, man. you know what I mean? So on the way, I told Bundy about it. I said, it's either going to be this black dude with the fucking big piece, or it's going to be like three fat old white guys, like, naked in the shower at the gym, fucking, you know, blasting each other or something. And so I showed Bundy, and I clicked on it, and it was the big black guy. You know what I mean? So I said, Bundy, beware of these fucking links when something's going on like this, all right? Don't ever click it because they're going to get you. But Karen Reed, tomorrow?
Not guilty.
I think so, huh?
Yeah.
Why so long? Usually not guilty or guilty. It's like, boom.
Yeah, they're just playing the game.
Yeah, maybe right. Going over everything. But
yep.
Did you see the judge admonish her for fucking smirking? He's kind of snapped on her, huh?
Yeah.
And then what was it with Alan Jackson and the jury instructions? There was some of the lesser charges didn't even give the jurors the option for not guilty. Well, it was what? Just guilty or
blank?
Or blank?
Yep.
Like, what the fuck is blank? Don't you get a kind of not guilty or guilty?
Yeah, there was no not guilty. It was just a lesser charge.
Yeah, but I just don't get it. And neither did defense attorneys, right? Yeah. Alan Jackson's like, I've never seen anything like this. And the other one, and the judge was holding fast, saying, you know, that's how it is and this and that. And then eventually, you know, I don't know. Someone must have said to the judge, hey, they're gonna overturn this on appeal. She's found fucking guilty on it, you know, on those charges. And then the whole thing gets flipped, you know. So she eventually put it so it could be not guilty, right?
Yep.
So it's been 3 days, man. So tomorrow's probably gonna be the day.
Yeah.
This weekend we got a big event. The Greasy Pole. You ever go to the Greasy Pole?
One side of the river to the other. You gotta climb up the big pole.
No,
it's the one you walk across.
And there's a flag at the end, and it's just slathered in grease, and you fucking, you know, I'm sure I could do it. Or Bundy. Bundy's like I said. Bundy's like a cat.
Like a cat.
I'm sure he can fucking shimmy his way out to the end of that pole. And
I don't
snap,
think anybody and, ever makes it. Did they?
Yeah. One guy won it 7 years in a row.
Really?
I was just talking to Teddy Sutherland, a longtime Gloucester guy. Other than the 35 years he did in prison, he's a lifelong Gloucester. What do they call Gloucester people? Gloucesterite. But he's out. So Teddy Sutherland, his last one, he did 21 years.
Wow.
And I was with him in the hole in Plymouth. And I was in the hole for 6 months with him. And I was young then, man. And he come back from court, and he's like, dude, I got a good deal. They offered me a plea bargain. You know, I jumped on it. I said, what'd they offer you? He's like, a punk 25 years. I go, what? He goes, yeah, he fucking... I jumped on it. I'll be out in 21. I was like, I was doing like
two right around the corner.
I was doing 2 to 3. I'm like, yeah, it's a good deal. So a few years ago, like 5, 6 years ago, fucking this kid I know from Medford picks me up, Paulie Burke. Haven't seen him in a while. And he says, oh, this guy I know just got out of the feds. He's in a halfway house in Lawrence. I want to go bring him some clothes and this and that. I'm like, how much time did he do? He goes, he did 21 years. I go, who is it, Teddy Sutherland? He goes, how the fuck do you know everybody? How would you know that?
You just guessed
yeah,
that, huh?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I go, I just took a fucking shot in the dark. I said, Teddy's a good guy. He's a friend of mine. And Teddy's been out now, geez, probably 6, 7 years. He's been doing good, you know?
God.
You know,
God.
Doing as good as he can be. You know what I mean? It ain't easy. It's tough to fucking survive now, you know, when you're older and you're not, you know. Even if you get SSI, I mean, it's tough. What do they give you, $700-$800 a month? I mean, it's you know, if you never worked, right, and you never put anything into it, and you get SSI and food stamps, it's fucking.
I think it's like $940.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's barely enough to fucking get by.
Yep.
How do you know it's $940, Bundy?
I know it is.
All right.
Yeah.
I got SSI. Did I ever tell you the story about when I got SSI, Justin? All right. Let me tell the story and then get indicted for fucking, fucking disability fraud or something. No, I don't know. Maybe I will. Maybe. No, I was a little fucking wacky, you know. I got it for being, you know.
Wacky?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, you know. I mean, I get out, my father's like, oh, you know, sign. I'm like, I never worked. They're not going to give it to me. So I went to the state, and everyone who was waiting for it is like, oh, you know, they're going to send you to the state doctor. The state doctor automatically, I think there's a statute of limitations or something like this. Got to be, right?
Yeah. But,
right? Huh, Justin?
Yeah.
Come on, you're my fucking special counsel over here. Well, so I apply for it, and all these grifters that are on SSI are telling me, okay, this is how it works, because I never go to no fucking doctor's appointments. They're like, you're going to go to the state doctor. They automatically deny you. Then you get a lawyer, and you appeal it and do this and that. And I'm like, yeah, I'm doing none of that. So my father knows I'm not even showing up for the doctor's appointment, so he drives me. It's like a rainy day, you know? So we get in there and the doctor's like, gives me a bunch of these blocks to like puzzles. I'm like, yeah, I'm not doing this. So my father's in the room and he's just staring at me. Like he just wants me to get like food stamps and stuff, right? So the doctor says, well, you know, you've done a lot of time, you know, from, you know, in prison and, you know, when you were young, you're in, you know, foster care and DYS, you know, you saw a lot of violence, this and that. Yeah, yeah. He says, do you hear any voices? Right, Bundy?
Yeah. You
I heard said, him. I said, as a matter of fact, there's one thing. A lot of times when I turn on the TV, the same thing's on every channel. And I'll change the channel and change the channel, and the same thing's on every channel. And I break a lot of TVs because of this. So he's there scribbling away in his book. So he said, what do you see? And I said, there was a show my father hated when I was a kid.
Gilligan's Island.
I don't know if anyone's ever heard of this show, but I said, Gilligan's Island. So this was supposed to be a 2-hour appointment. But I did see Gilligan's Island for the record. This is a true fucking story, okay? So the doctor, it's supposed to be a 2-hour appointment. I'm in there about 8 minutes. He's scribbling away in his book and he's like, Social Security benefits, retroactive, you know, effective immediately. And he's mumbo jumbo, right? So I walk outside, my father walk in the car, it's raining. I said, what the fuck just happened? He goes, I think you just got disability, Social Security. I said, no way. There's no chance. Boom. Yeah, a week later, I got a check for like $9,000. Bought a little Chevy S10. I was in rehab about 6 months later in Florida, and that's when I got sober. And
So it's not like that no more.
No, it's a little different, huh?
Yeah, it's a lot different.
Yeah, people got to jump through hoops to get it.
Yeah.
You know, it was relatively easy for me, Bundy.
Yeah.
Not for you, huh? No?
Not yet.
A little difficult? How about you, Justin? Just hit him with the old Gilligan's Island. No, I used to see Gilligan's Island a lot, though. I used to see it a lot. So the Social Security thing. Now, I was on it. I was on it for a little while, and then I'm like, I don't want to be on this anymore. And part of me was like, fuck, what if I give this up? And then, you know, everything goes to shit.
Right, right.
I mean, Social Security, even if it's not much, if it's $750 or if it's $950, you know, that's a $950 check every month and,
right. You
know, and food stamps and everything else. And if you get, you know, I mean, it's not like I ever fucking worked, you know, but if, you know, if you're a normal guy, you know, you could work under the table, you could get your check, you know, you could do like I did and maybe, you know, sell some, you know, a little something on the side. At the time, it was actually heroin and cocaine and stuff like that. And you can, you can make money and you can get a check and you know, it keeps you afloat. You know, you're not gonna get rich off it. You're not gonna fucking rent a beautiful place, but you know, it's gonna keep you afloat. And I was on that when I got back from rehab for a few years, and then I said I got to get off this because now I'm making money and I'm getting checks and I'm starting business and I don't want to get fucking yoked up. You know what I mean? Yeah, fucking some disability fraud bullshit. So I called up. I said I don't want this anymore. You know, I wasn't cashing the checks and. And they said, oh, you got to do this. I'm like, no, I'm not doing nothing. They said, no, we can't cut it off unless you know, because they'd send you a thing every year. Oh, do you own any vehicles? Do you own any properties? Do you own? And I'm like, I ain't filling these out. You know what I mean? Because I know, you know, I'm just like throwing in the trash and I'm just not cashing the checks. And finally, I got off it. And then when I got off it, they said, hey, you shouldn't have been getting it. And actually these last 2 years and you got to pay back, you know, whatever it was, you know.
Nah.
Yeah, $24,000 or whatever it is. So I had to pay that back and that was it. But yeah, that was that's my disability story, Bundy. Yeah. Hopefully I never have to get back on.
No, you won't.
Isn't it easy though if you've been on it before to get back on?
They still make it jump through hoops.
Really?
Yeah. Nothing's easy no more, especially with all this with all the other people coming in from the other countries. They're all getting it right away and it's ruining it for everybody.
Yeah, how about that? These immigrants fucking raping and killing some people. And I know, like, you know, if there's fucking, right, there's, I don't know how many million he's let in, 2-3 million. And, you know, a couple of them do things like this, but hey, that's how it goes. You know what I mean? Yeah, you know, it's fucking a couple,
of
scumbags fucking ruin it for everyone. I mean, I know there's a lot of good ones, a lot of good people.
Yeah. Hopefully Trump gets back in there.
When I heard they were coming to Lowell, they were filling this hotel up with immigrants, right? And I'm like, oh, my God, right? It's going to be all fucking Colombians and Venezuelans. I'm like, this is going to be great. What were they? They were like from Somalia.
Yeah. 2 busloads.
No, fucking 20 busloads. They're like from war-torn Somalia. Their feet look like they've been fucking walking on a bed of fucking nails for fucking bed of hot coals for fucking 30 years. Holy shit.
So,
that was, you know, it is what it is.
Well, they'll have a better life here.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. But I wonder if Trump's going to do that if he gets in, right? So the biggest mass deportation in history. Imagine you come over, you walk through the jungles, you go through all that, and you get here, and you're like, you know, you're one of these that's working.
Yeah, I know.
Right? And doing the right thing. And you got a boyfriend or you got a girlfriend, and you're doing the right thing. And then all of a sudden, hey, Hector.
It's time to go.
Yeah. We're sending you back to fucking whatever fucking shithole fucking third world country you fucking came from, you know? But hey, them's the breaks.
Yeah.
What time is it? Oh, it's already on. We're missing this?
9 o'clock.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm getting all the texts. Apparently, Biden's drooling all over.
No! No! Joey B's drooling? It's my guy, man. JB. I'll say this. Huge Hunter Biden fan. I got a poster of him on my wall. Laying there with the crack stem. And the guy is. So you're getting texts that he's mumbling and incoherent? What?
They're saying it's elder abuse.
No.
Oh, is that what they're going to go with that?
Let's go. Guys, we're going to put this one in the books. Justin, get on this. Cut up some shit. Oh, no. We didn't talk about Sean Wick.
Oh, we got to talk about that.
Oh my God, real quick, I was on the front page of the Boston Globe yesterday. Well, Sean Hicks, that I dubbed Sean Wick, and they credited me for exposing him as a fucking fraud and that fucking bullshit book he wrote. And it was in some Irish Times paper today online, quoting Kevin Weeks, me, a few of us, Jimmy Materano, saying nobody knew this guy and he was a complete fraud, like I said, from fucking day one. Yeah. So we finally got a little vindication. We finally got a little vindication, and his book's fucking tanked, and he's a fucking scumbag. Will they cut that out on YouTube?
No.
Yeah, he's a fucking scumbag, piece of shit. Yeah, man, we should have talked about that more. You know, we haven't talked about him in a while.
It's next week.
Yeah, you know, we'll drag him a little bit, but he don't even deserve that, right? He's lucky we even speak his name, that scumbag. But hopefully they go after him for that $50,000 down payment. If you guys didn't see it, it was in the Boston Globe on, what's today's date, 27th? It was in Wednesday, June 26th. It was on the front page about Sean Wick. Yep. And he also weaseled his way on a Dan Abrams on Fox. And I mean, this guy, I wish he was my publicist. My Instagram would have 250,000 followers instead of 135. But yeah, I wish I touched on that more, but I really want to see Biden and Trump and see what's going on here. Justin, man, thanks a lot. Another one in the books, Bundy.
Yep.
Good night.